Okay, good morning, and Freilich and Shushan Purim, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Nun Beis. We are holding on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots, five lines into the page at Tanu Rabbanan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, called Basimcha Allah Shalom, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Rabbi Ariel and Rebbetzin Dr. Jessica Rakovsky, in memory of the commemoration of the yahrzeit of Rabbi Dr. Isaiah Rukovsky, Harav Yeshaya ben Harav Agon, Rav Shalom Zatzal. Rabbi Rukovsky worked very closely in Avotas Hashem with my wife's grandfather, Reverend Jonas Gewurz, Zichrono Levracha. His neshama should have an aliyah. We thank Rabbi and Rebbetzin Rukovsky very much for the sponsorship. It is also sponsored today by Rosie and Mark Friedman in memory of Mark's father, Rabbi Morris Friedman, Harav Shmuel Moshe ben Yechiel Dov HaKohen, whose 21st yahrzeit is today, I assume. It just says T. It's today. Okay, so we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Okay, so today what we're going to talk about is the following. First, we're going to have machlokas, how we pay for the Parelem Dover Shel Tzibur and for the Seiri Avodas Chav, meaning when Beis Din makes a terrible mistake and the whole world follows them, meaning many people, the majority of the people follow them, so there is a responsibility of bringing a particular type of carbon, depending on whether it was an Avodah Zarah mistake, then you bring Seiri Avodas Chavim, versus a mistake about something else, then you bring Parelem Dover Shel Tzibur. But who pays for that carbon? Now, obviously, in some way or another, the Tzibur pays for that carbon, but we don't have money designated for that in advance, so where does that money come from to pay for the Parelem Dover Shel Tzibur and the Seiri Avodas Chavim? So we're going to have machlokas about that. Then the Gemara is going to question whether they bring the afternoon Chavite Kohen Gadol when there is no Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah spoke about how if there's no Kohen Gadol, because they have not yet appointed another Kohen Gadol, so then they bring the Mishal Tzibur, but they bring it. They bring it shalem, rather. But is there a... They bring an Isaron shalem instead of a chatzi Isaron in the morning, chatzi Isaron in the afternoon. What if there is no Kohen Gadol? Do they bring the afternoon chavite Kohen Gadol as well? Or do they just skip that when there is no Kohen Gadol? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, how much Lavona is brought with the chavite Kohen Gadol? Meaning, what is the measure of the shir Lavona? Do we take a single shir and split that into two as well, just like we do with the flour? Or do we bring a full shir of Lavona with each chatzi of flour that we use for the chavite kohen gadol? And the Gemara, in that context, the Gemara is going to question the amount of lavona and shemen, whether they're doubled when there's no kohen gadol, because the amount of flour is doubled when there's no kohen gadol. So would we likewise double the lavona and double the shemen as well when there's no kohen gadol? And that brings us all the way to the end of Perek HaTcheles. So the entire daf up until the very end of Perek HaTcheles is finishing up the conversation about the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the fifth parak of Maseches Menachos, and the Mishnah is going to have machlokas how to make sure that the two Menachos that are supposed to be Chametz, in fact, become Chametz. Almost all Menachos, the Mishnah is going to tell us, are Matzah, they are not Chametz, and the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, we talk about how to make something Matzah and how to make something Chametz. So, almost all of the Menachos are Matzah and are not Chametz, but two Menachos are chametz, but not just stam that we let them be chametz. We make sure that they become chametz. What's the best way? We're going to have machlokas in the Mishnah. What's the best way to ensure that they become chametz? And the Gemara is going to raise the question as to what the source is that there's an iser to be machmitz all other menachos. So let's begin again, five lines from the top of the page on daf nun beis amiral. Tan rabban parom dovish shel tzibur siri avodas kochavim. The parom dovish shel tzibur and the siirei avodas kochavim. Now, the Tosas points out that it's a little bit strange that we use par as a lashon yachid and si'irei a lashon rabim. And we also could have said parei avodas kochavim, because the pasuk says v'haya im me'enei eida nasa l'shkaga v'asu kol eida par ben bakar echal di'ol l'reich nichoch l'ashem u'min chasov v'nizkol kamishpat So we're talking, and we assume that that's talking about avodah zarah. That if Beis Din makes a mistake in a hora'a and they're matir something, and people, the majority of the people, or even the majority of a single shevet, rely on that hora'a, and then Beis Din realizes they make a mistake, every shevet has to bring a parli ola and a si'ir lechatos, and that parli ola and si'ir lechatos is what we call si'ir avodah chavim. So first of all, why is it plural? And second of all, why is it only si'ire and not pare? And if it's about anything else, but that's not avodah zarah related, so then they bring a par lechatos, because it says v'mkol adas yisol yishku v'yikriva akal par ben bakar lechatos. So again, it's so for some reason, but then that's what we call par el davar shel tzibur. So for some reason, we call it par el davar shel tzibur in the singular, but si'ire avodas kochavim in the plural. But anyway, when it comes to these karbanos, b'tchila magbin lahen divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't have money designated for this, so you take up a special collection in order to pay for these karbanos. Everyone gives a pruta, you know, the whole Klal Yisrael, or the whole tzibur gives a pruta, and we pay for the karban. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Mitzumas Halishchein Bain. No, we don't take a new collection, it's a karban tzibur, so you take from the tzibur funds that are already designated in the lishcha. So v'atanya ipcha, but we have another brisa that says that the shitos of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are flipped for one another. The Rabbi Yehuda says that it comes from the Trumas Halishcha, and Rabbi Shimon says that each person pays for it. So one of these brises was said earlier than the other, and therefore they must have both changed their minds. They both switched to the other one's opinion, and it's important for us to know which one came last, because whenever you have machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the klal is that the halachas Rabbi Yehuda, it's Gemara Neir and Daf Mem Vav, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. So we need to know what was Rabbi Yehuda's final shita, because that's what we're going to paskin like. So we have a stira, which way he held we need to know what was his final statement. So heiminayu achrita, which of these brises is the later of the two brises and therefore considered to be the more authoritative one, because it was Rabbi Yehuda's final word. So Amru Rabban Kaved Ravashi, the Rabbanan said this in front of Ravashi, Lema Kamaisa Achrita, and they said maybe we should say that the first of the two brises that we had mentioned is the one that is the more authoritative one. It is the one that was taught later, where Rabbi Shimon holds that it was paid for by the Trumas Halishcha. That was the final statement. Because we do find that Rabbi Shimon in general is choshesh for negligence. He's choshesh for pshia. That since the Chacham saw, since the Chacham saw that the Yorshim, who have the responsibility to pay for the Minchas Chavitin when their father, the Kohen Gadol, dies, they were posheya and they wouldn't bring the Mincha. So because of that chashash, they would pay for the Minchas Chavitin when there's no Kohen Gadol from the Trumas Halishcha. And that's Rabbi Shimon's concern, that the Yorshim are going to be Poshea, so it makes sense. And over here as well, Rabbi Shimon is going to hold that we better collect these funds from the Trumas Halishcha, because if we have to do something new in order to do a fundraising campaign in order to pay for these karbanos, they might be Poshea. So it must be that Rabbi Shimon is the one that's Choshesh L'Pshia, and therefore he is the one that says you pay for it from the Trumas Halishcha, which means that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that you collect from each and every member of Klal Yisrael. And that must be how we paskin, because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amaluhu Ravashi. Ravashi said to the Chachamim, Afilu Tema Basraisa Achrita. Nah, you don't have to say that the earlier Braisa was the first brisa we mentioned was the later and more authoritative brisa. Maybe the second brisa we mentioned was in fact the later and more authoritative brisa. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that you collect that you take the money from the Trumas Halishcha. Why is Rabbi Shimon then inconsistent about being Choshesh L'Pshia? How could we say that in the end of the day Rabbi Shimon is going to say by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, I'm Choshesh L'Pshia, and I think that the children of the Kohen Gadol are not going to go and pay for the Chavite Kohen Gadol, but when it comes to Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur, when it comes to Sirev Chavim, Rabbi Shimon is all of a sudden not Choshesh L'Pshia, and he's willing to do a whole new collection, and he thinks it's going to go just fine? So Kika Chayesh Rabbi Shimon L'Pshia, because when is Rabbi Shimon Choshesh L'Pshia? That's been Milsad Lasbu Kaparo Begave. That's by something where there's not going to be any Kaparo. What do they have to gain by paying for their father's Chavite Kohen Gadol? They don't get any Kaparo from it anyway. So that's where we're Choshesh L'Pshia. going to be posheya. But b'milsa disu kapara begava. But something that they'll achieve kapara through, such as the siri of elzchavim and the parlam davar shel tzibur, lo chayish Rabbi Shimon lepshia. Rabbi Shimon is not worried about pshia, and he thinks that you can collect from each and every one, and they'll push it through. They'll make sure that such a thing happens, so that they're able to get their kapara. So my haviyala, what do we paskin in the end of the day? What's our maskana? Samalei Rabbi Zuti the Ravashi. Rabbi Zuti says to Ravashi, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Titania, we have a brisa. It says in the parsha of the Karban Tamid, it says as Karban Ilach Mili Ishai Reach Nichochi Tishmeru LaHakriv Li B'Moado. So it says Karbani Lachmi Li Ishai. So it's a lot of karbanos because they're all lashon of karban. So it's coming to tell me LaRabos Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibur. That the pasuk about the carbon tamid utilizes so many different lashonos that seem to indicate names of karbanos, or seem to indicate that it's referring to karbanos, that it must be not only referring to the carbon tamid, but it's saying, you know how the carbon tamid is funded from the Trumas Alishcha? So too, there are two other karbanos that are funded from the same Trumas Alishcha, and that is the Param Dov Shel Tzibur and the Si'irei Avodos Kochavim. So the chiddush in the pasuk is that even though when people would give their machs shekel, they're not thinking about, Rashi points out, they're not thinking about paying for Siri Avos Chavim and Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. They're probably hopeful that it will never happen. And probably most of the time it didn't happen. That's an unusual situation that the Sanhedrin is going to make such a mistake in Hora'ah, and that the Rov Tzibur no one's going to call them out on it and get them to reconsider before the Rov Tzibur follows it. An unusual thing. So you would think that when people are contributing the machzah shekel, they're thinking about the karban tamid. They're not thinking about these unusual karbanos. But the chiddush is that we could still use it to pay for it. Now the Gemara pushes to try to get a maskana over here because we're trying to paskin the halacha over here. This comes up in the following discussion. There is a halacha in Or Chaim Simon Reish Yudches that if a person sees a makom that's not so bonisim li Yisrael, you make a bracha shasan nisim lavelsenu b'makom. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's only if it was a nes that was done for all of Klal Yisrael you can make a bracha, and or if it was for Rov of Yisrael. But if it was only for a small group, even for Ktsas Shvatim, then you don't make a bracha on it. So the Bach asks that in Maseches Horios there's a Machlokas Tanoim where the Shevet Echad is Nikrakal, or only Klal Yisrael is Nikrakal and Shevet Echad is not Nikrakal. Rabbi Meir holds Shevet Echad is not considered Kal. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon holds Shevet Echad is also called a kal. So the Yerushalmi says that according to the Shita that Shevet Echad is considered a kal, you have to make a bracha on the nes of a Shevet Echad as well. Because and the klal generally is, the rule in halacha is that when you have a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, halacha k Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Shevet Echad is nechshav kal, and that's what the Rambam paskins, that Shevet Echad is nechshav kal in terms of Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. So therefore you should make a bracha on a neis of a shevet echad as well. So the Bach says, why does the Shulchan Aruch say not to make a bracha on a neis of shevet echad? We paskin shevet echad is nikra kal based on the klalei apsak that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we should say a bracha even on a neis of a shevet echad. So the Lechem Chamudo says, no, it's not a kasha, because what makes you think that shevet echad is nikra kal? You're following klalei apsak. Klalei apsak were not invented for things that are mikdash related halachos. Klalei apsak were a post mikdash invention that we need to come up with a klal. Beishan beizal halach beisilol Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon halach. Right, it's only in later times that we came up with klalei apsak. But anything that's a mikdash related thing, I shouldn't say later times, really earlier times. Anything that's next relevance is going to be after the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. The next time it's going to be relevant is after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. We don't have Klalei HaPsak for, because we'll figure it out then. We don't need Klalim to guide us, because when we have Mashiach and we have it, so then we'll figure things out then. So that's what the Lechem Chamudo suggests, that the whole Machlok Shevet Echad Nikra Kahal or Shevet Echad not Nikra Kahal is a Machlokas about Kachim. It's a Machlokas that's going to be relevant to the Beis HaMikdash. So it has a spillover effect also to the dinim of brachos, but fundamentally fundamentally, that's not what it's about. Fundamentally, it's a machlokas related to the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't follow Klalei HaPsak on a machlokas that's a Beis HaMikdash related Psak, even if it has a spillover effect to Ilchus Brachus, which is Nogeya, even Bizman Hazeh. So comes along the Chassam Sofer and his Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch, and he said, our Gemara is a clear Raya not that way, because we have machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who pays for the Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur, and the Gemara is worried about coming up with a maskana la'alacha. Why does the Gemara worry about coming up with a maskana la'alacha? It must be because there's some zman hazeh kind of impact for that klal in psak. So therefore, if there's some sort of zman hazeh impact for that klal in psak, what is the zman hazeh impact? Are we choshish l'pshia? Meaning, in general, when something comes up and it's not okay, it's going to achieve kapara, then we are choshish l'pshia. If it's not going to achieve kapara, we're not going to be choshish l'pshia. So that might have an impact in other things that are not based on Mikdash related, and we still see the Gemara follows the Klalei HaPsak. The Gemara makes the assumption that we're following Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore I need to know which is the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, even though fundamentally the Machlokas is about something that's not going to be relevant again until we have a base of Mikdash. So it's an interesting concept, right? Conceptually, do we follow Klalei HaPsak on something that's purely based on Mikdash related? That seems to be everyone agrees, no. But if it's something that's based on Mikdash related, that will also have an impact on things that are not based on Mikdash related, do we then follow Klalei HaPsak? So Lechem Chamudu says no, and the Chassam Sofer says, based on our Gemara, that yes, that in such a case, we would follow the Klalei HaPsak. Okay, Ushleima Haisa Kreva, we then said that they would bring the fully Saron in the morning, when there's no Kohen Gadol. So Amar Abchia Baraba, Bay Rabbi Yochanan, Shleima Shachrus, Shleima Bein Arbaim, Odilma Shleima Shachrus, Upetela Bein Arbaim. Do we mean to say that they would bring an Isaron Shalim in the morning, plus another Isaron Shalim in the afternoon, or an Isaron Shalim in the morning? So we're done. So he brought an Isaron Shalim, and that's it. You don't need anything in the afternoon. So Rava Tashma, Rava says, I'll be poshet the suffix with the following Raya. There is a Mishnah Maseches Tamid that goes through the jobs of the 13 different Kohanim who are involved in the different parts of the Karban Tamid. Why we needed 13 Kohanim, what each of these Kohanim would do. And the Mishnah tells us, Shmini Bechavitim, that the eighth Kohen on the list, we don't go through the whole Mishnah in all 13, the eighth Kohen on the list is involved in bringing the Chavite Kohen Gadol. But if you're going to say that when the Kohen Gadol dies and they don't appoint another Kohen Gadol in this place, they don't bring Chavite Kohen Gadol Ben Arbayim, Hazim Nidlo Mishkach Leishmini B'Chavitim. Sometimes you're not going to have an eighth Kohen to be dealing with the Chavite Kohen Gadol, because sometimes there are no Chavite Kohen Gadol with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Say, hey, Chidami, says, well, what's the case exactly? The case is where the Kohen Gadol dies and they didn't appoint another one in his place, and therefore they don't have Chavite Kohen Gadol in the afternoon. So the fact that the Tana didn't make such a distinction and just said, yeah, there are 13 Kohanim and the eighth guy is the one that deals with Chavite Kohen Gadol, sounds like that's always true, that there's always an eighth Kohen dealing with the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and therefore you see that you do bring the Chavite Kohen Gadol Ben Arbaim even when there's no current Kohen Gadol. So Amrur, Rabban Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Chams in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah said this din and the Raya that was brought. So Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this Raya and he said, Bavloi Tipshoi, you foolish Babylonians, Mishum Diyasu Basra de Chashocha, because you live in a dark place, in Bavel, which is in a valley, so it's dark because the mountains block the sunlight. Amri Shmaitz and the Machashchan, that's why you say dark teachings, meaning the things that you say don't make any sense. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chavdalit has a drash on the pasuk in Eicha, b'machshakim hashivani kimesei olam, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is lamenting that our Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us to Bavel, which is a darkened place. And Rashi explains that it's called a dark place because they're not zochem zelazeh ba'alacha, and therefore Talmudu sipek b'yadam. They question everything, and nothing is, they don't have great clarity in their learning, so everything is a safek, everything is left up in the air. They don't close off any possibilities. So you don't have that clarity in the learning like they had in Eretz Yisrael, which was a much more direct clarity in their learning. That's what the Netziv explains, why Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi are such different styles. The Talmud Yerushalmi is much more direct. It gets to the point much more quickly, whereas Talmud Bavli, you have a tangent off of a tangent off of a tangent, and a conversation, and five rayas this way and that way. So it's because it took a lot more feeling around until we gained any sort of clarity in the sugya when we were studying Torah in Bavel. So anyway, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu was unimpressed with this raya from the Mishnah in Tamid, that just because the Mishnah in Tamid said that the Eif Kohen was the one dealing with the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that doesn't necessarily mean that there was always an Eif Kohen dealing with the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Because Ela Dektani, look at the rest of the list in the Mishnah. It's a Shvi'i Besoles, that the seventh of these 13 Kohanim was dealing with the Solas of the Minchas Nischei Tamid, and Shi'i B'Yayin, and the ninth one was dealing with the Yayin of the Nesachim. So Achinami Dlabati, do you mean to tell me that always happened? Not true. Minchasim v'niskeyem b'layla, Minchasim v'niskeyem afil l'machar. The halacha is that in the parshios of the regalim, it says that the Minachos and the Nesachim could be brought even b'layla if they didn't bring it together with the Zevach of that day, and afil l'machar, if they didn't bring it that day, they could bring it on a subsequent day. So there are plenty of times that the Karban Tamid was brought bein arbayim without Nesachim and without Mincha. So it was only brought that night or the following day. So all 13 Kohanim are not activated. So why didn't the Tana make a chilik in that case as well? Ella di'i lo katani. The reason the Tana didn't make a chilik in that case is because we're not talking about strange cases. We're not talking about unusual situations that come up. Hachanami di'i lo katani. Certainly the Kohen Gadol dying and not having a new Kohen Gadol in this place is an unusual situation. So we're not talking about these unusual situations. Adrua kamei de Rava. So they brought back Rabbi Yirmiyah's critique to Rava that, Rabbi Yirmiyah said that what you said was idiotic and that, the Babylonians don't know what they're talking about. So Amar Rava said, it's like bad luck over here. Whenever I have a good shtickel Torah, no one ever repeats that to Rabbi Yirmiyah. They only repeat my worst stuff to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he thinks that everything we say is wrong. Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava said, Hanami Tivusani. But by the way, we were right. Meaning this is actually a good shtickel Torah. It's not bad. Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, Solas Mincha Tamid, that it's supposed to be like the Minchas Tamidin, which is not batel. Shachris Bein Arbayim, it always exists. So therefore, you see that they do have a Chavite Kohen Gadol even in the afternoon, even when there is no Kohen Gadol. So my Havila, what is the Maskana? How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav or do we paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tashma Detanya Shlema Shachris Shlema Bein Arbayim, that the Braisa says that if the Kohen Gadol dies and there's no one appointed in his place, they will bring an Isaron Shalem in the morning and another Isaron Shalem in the afternoon. So you see very clearly that they would still have Chavite Kohen Gadol in the afternoon. Now, it's interesting. Rabbi Yirmiyah's taina was that don't tell me that just because we list as the eighth Kohen, the guy that deals with the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that there must always be Chavite Kohen Gadol. We also list Nesachim, and we know that there aren't always Nesachim, because the Nesachim could be brought tomorrow, they could be brought that night, they could be brought afterwards. So Sfasema says, why is that a kasha? Let's say they're bringing the Nesachim lemachar, or they're bringing them on today's Karban Tamid. Mistama, it's the same Kohanim who were Zocha to be involved in the Nesachim, had it been brought on time, that are going to be the ones that bring it tomorrow. Meaning, you still need all those Kohanim. It's just a matter of timing of when those Kohanim get involved. So why is that a raya to anything? We're suggesting that the Chavite Kohen Gadol don't happen at all in the afternoon. So you have a Kohen, the eighth, there is no eighth Kohen. The Kohen doing job number eight doesn't have anything to do. Whereas job number seven and job number nine, they have what to do. They'll just do it at a different time. So Sfasemis answers that just like you could be Makrav Nesachim L'machar B'layla, so too, if they don't bring it at all, it's not Ma'akev the Karban. And therefore, meaning if you could bring it B'layla, it means that the Karban was already kosher. And that whether you bring it or not, the Karban's done and the Karban is kosher. There's no way we're going to say, oh, because they didn't bring it tomorrow, now L'mafreya, the Karban is possible. So you see, it's not Ma'akev the Karban. M'mela, it's not always going to happen. If it's not ma'akev, there might be cases where it doesn't happen. Our Chronim also point out that the Gemara in Maseches Yuma says that they didn't do a new pious on the carbon of Bein Arbayim. It was the same Kohanim that were Zocha in the Avodah of the Tamid Shol Shachar that would be Zocha in the Avodah of the Tamid Shol Bein Harbayim. So if that's the case, even if there were cases where you don't bring Bein Arbayim, where you don't need all of these Kohanim involved in the Tamid Shol Bein Arbayim, but you still needed all these Kohanim because they still needed to be involved in the Tamid Shol Shachar. So that's Taka, a strong Kasha. It's not extra to have Kohen number 8. Kohen number 8 was necessary because you for sure had Chavite Kohen Gadol in the morning. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to a new discussion. We had said in the Mishnah that Kohen Gadol would bring an Isaron Shalem and he'd split it in half. Right, half for the morning, half for the afternoon. That's flour. And Isaron is a measure of flour. What about Lavona that goes along with the carbon? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Pligi ba Abi Yossi ben Dostoy v'Rabbanan. This is Machlokes Abi Yossi ben Dostoy and the Rabbanan. Abi Yossi ben Dostoy yomer mafresh la shnei komatzim shel Lavona. He takes two komitzes of Lavona, komitz shachris, komitz ben Arbayim, a full komitz in the morning and a full komitz ben Arbayim. V'Rabbanan Amri, mafresh la komitz echad, chati komitz shachris, chatzi kometz ben arbayim. Just like it's one Isaron, it's one kometz, and the kometz get split as well, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So b'maikam eflegi, what are they arguing about? Abi Yosef ben Dostoy savor lo ashkan chatzi kometz dekarif, that we never find a chatzi kometz of Lavona that's brought as part of a karban, and therefore must be that you have a full kometz b'shachar and a full kometz ben arbayim. Asks the Sfas Emes, a chatzi Isaron, we also don't ever find that it's karif, except for over here, b'chavid Kohen Gadol, where you take the Yisaron and you split it into two. So just like you take the Yisaron and split it into two, you should take the Kometz and split it into two. So Sfas Emes explains, the fact that you're going to bring a Chatz Yisaron is not such a Chiddush, because by a Minchas Yachid, you're only makriv a single Kometz, meaning when a regular person brings a Karban Mincha, he takes a Kemitza, and that's what gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So you're only makriv a Kometz, so, which is less than a Chatz Yisaron. But when do you ever have a Chatz Kometz? That you never have a Krava of a Chatz Kometz of anything. A Kometz Shalem you have, and that's even less than a Chatzi Yisaron, but you never have a Chatzi Kometz of anything. So that is Abba Yosef ben Dostoy. So it must be it's a Kometz Shalem in the morning, Kometz Shalem in the afternoon. Rabbanan Sabri, Lashkan Yisaron, Dabai Shnei Kometzim. How could it be that one Yisaron of flour is going to need two Kometzes of Lavona? That we never find. So they both say, we're not going to do the unprecedented over here, that we have to follow the model of other Kabbalahs. Question is, what's more unprecedented? To have a Chatzi Kometz that's being that you're Makriv, or to have two kamatzim of Lavona for one Isaron of flour? So that's talking about just a regular Chavite Kohen Gadol. Now let's talk about the case of the Kohen Gadol who dies. So if you have a Kohen Gadol that died and they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol in this place, where we said that you're now going to bring a Kometz, a Nisaron Shalem in the morning, and another Isaron Shalem in the afternoon. What does that mean for the Kometz? So the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, that it's a Chatzi Kometz Lavona with each Karban Mincha, Huchbala Lavona so? Alo, do you now bring a Kometz Shalem of Lavona in the morning and a Kometz Shalem of Lavona in the afternoon, just like you brought an Isaron Shalem of flour in the morning and an Isaron Shalem of flour in the afternoon? Mi Aminon Mitoksh Huchbala Salto Huchbala Lavona so? Do we say that since the flour is doubled, the Lavona is doubled as well? Odilma Maidigali Gali Maidilo Gali Lo Gali. Or maybe the Torah is Megala, that you double the flour, but the Torah is never Megala, that you double the Kometz. And Memela, you don't double the Kometz. Now, this Shaila is not within the Shita of Abi Yossi ben Dostoy, because there's no way that you would double the Kometz when you're already bringing a Kometz Shalem. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi ben Dostoy holds, in a normal circumstance, when it's only a Chatzi Yisaron of flour, it's a Kometz Shalem. So there's no way you're going to have two Kometzim on each Isaron of a flour. So it's not a shaila within Rabbi Yosef ben Dostoy that you leave it as is and you don't double the Lavona. The shaila is within the Chachamim, do we double the Lavona? And what about the Shemen? The Shemen that comes together with the Mincha, where if the Kohen Gadol was alive, he would bring three log of Shemen, a log of Mechza in the morning and a log of Mechza in the afternoon. Bein la Rabbi Yosef ben Dostoy, bein la Rabbanan Mahu. I have a shaila now, but according to either opinion in Tanaim, do you double the amount of shemen when you're doubling the amount of a flour. So Amar Rav Tashma, let's try to bring a raya to answer the safek, at least within the Rabbanan, about the Lavona. Chamisha Kamatzenhein, that the Mishnah lists off five different halachos about which we say that the shear is a kometz. If a guy says, Hare Alai Lavona, he has to bring a kometz of Lavona. Person is Menadei V'Kabar Mincha, he needs to bring a kometz of Lavona with it. A person who's Mala Kometz Bachutz is Chayiv Kares. The Shnei Bezichei Lavona that go with, and that counts as two more, the Shnei Bezichei Lavona that go with the Lechem Apanim, that's each has to be a Kometz. But V'Emisa, but if you're going to say that when the Kohen Gadol dies and there's no replacement, they would be Makrav a Kometz Shalem with each Mincha, Zimnim D'Mishkach Se Shiva, so then there are seven Dinim of Kometzim, because in that circumstance you have a full Kometz in the morning and a full Kometz in the afternoon. So how come it didn't say Shiva Kamatim and only said Chamisha Kamatim? So it says Marti'i lo katani, because that's an unusual case, and we're not talking about unusual cases. Yas Rav Papa v'Karmel Alar Shmaita, Rav Papa was saying over this teaching. So I'm Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya Rav Papa. Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya said to Rav Papa, "V'mala komatz bachutz di'i hava v'katani." What do you mean we're not going to mention cases that are unusual cases? One of the five cases of chamisha komatzinein is someone being chayiv for being mala komatz bachutz. That's not something you're supposed to be doing. It's not something we hope is done with any regularity. That is certainly a case of di'i, and yet it still gets listed in the Mishnah. So with the, our case of the Kohen Gadol dying and figuring out how much Lavona is also something that should be listed in the Mishnah. So may Haviyala, how do we paskin about Rabbi Yochanan's suffix? Meaning we don't find a Beferusha Mishnah one way or the other. That even though the Gemara, the Chidushim and Michasim Rashi explained that even though the Gemara proved that the Tana didn't mention these extra two Kamatzim, but it's not such a raya the fact that the Tana didn't mention these extra two Kamatzim, because maybe the Tana doesn't mention things that are so unusual. What about the fact that we mention the Kometz Bachutz, which is also unusual? Yeah, but that's a Beferusha Isra in the Torah, so you expect the Tana to elaborate on that, because the Torah says you're not allowed to be Makrav Bachutz. Good, so tell me what that means. What am I not allowed to be Makrav Bachutz? But this is not a Beferusha Isra in the Torah, it's not a Beferusha Mitzvah. Yeah, you don't have anything Beferusha in the Torah about this, so maybe you didn't want to mention something that's unusual. So we don't have a clear Maskana about this, whether it's a you double the Lavona or not. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Tashma, we'll bring a raya as follows. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Kohen Gadol Shemes V'lo Minu Achar Tachtav. The Kohen Gadol dies and they do not appoint someone in his place. Shlema Shachris Ushlema Ben Arbayim. He brings an Isaron Shalem in the morning, an Isaron Shalem a flower Ben Arbayim. Umafrish lo shnei kmatzin, kometz shachris u kometz ben arbayim, and two full kometzes, one kometz in the morning, one kometz in the afternoon. Umafrish lo shloshesugin, logu mechza shachris, logu mechza ben arbayim, and three lug total, one and a half log in the morning, one and a half log of shemen in the afternoon. Well, wait just a second. Money, who is the author of this brisa? Ilema Rabbanan, if we're assuming like the Rabbanan who hold that the Kohen Gadol would bring only one kometz on a typical day, the Kohen Gadol would bring only one kometz for both menachos. He'd split the kometz, and after he dies, we bring a kometz shalem for each mincha, and we're saying that the Rabbanan would say double it. Well, ma'ishan levanasaduch, ma'ishan sham loch. That can't be, because how come the shemen isn't doubled in this brisa? The shemen, we're saying, you keep it steady. You keep it at one and a half log in the morning, one and a half log in the afternoon. If this were really going like the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold that you would double the Lavona, then you should double the shemen as well. So Ella must be, who is the author of this brisa? Abi Yosef ben Dustai, he damar chavite kohen gadol bi'alma, shnei kamatzin baya. This must be going like Abi Yosef ben Dustai, who holds that when all is good with the world, and the kohen gadol is alive, and the kohen gadol is bringing his Minchas Chavitin, even then you bring a Komet Shalim of Lavona in the morning and a Komet Shalim of Lavona in the afternoon. And it's telling us, Lavona lo huchpala, that when the Kohen Gadol dies and they're bringing twice the amount of flour, you bring the same amount of Lavona, Vishemen lo huchpal, and the same amount of oil. Shlosha Logan in total, Logan Mechza in the morning, Logan Mechza in the afternoon. Ah, so now I know that according to Abi Yosef ben Dustai, we don't double it up just because the Kohen, we double up the flour when the Kohen Gadol dies. We don't double up the Lavona, and we don't double up the Shemen. Ah, umidishem and Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai lo huchpal, levonos v'sham l'rabban lo huchpalu. It must be that if Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai holds that I'm not going to double up the shemen when the Kohen Gadol dies, so it must be that the Rabbanan holds we're not going to double up the levona, neither the levona nor the shemen when the Kohen Gadol dies, and that in fact is a raya, because the whole machlokas was only in the between Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai and the Rabbanan was in how much levona the Kohen Gadol would bring if he were alive. But as far as whether you would double it if he died or not, that was never a machlokas. And therefore, if Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai holds not to double the shemen, so then mistama, the Rabbanan are going to agree not to double anything either. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai, that we paskin, like Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai, that Kohen Gadol's makriv, a full kometz of Levona in Shachris, and a full kometz of Levona bein Arbayim, when the Kohen Gadol's alive and all is good, it's a full kometz each time. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan halachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really paskin Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai, from Rabbi Yochanan halach stam mishnah, but doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that halach is like a stam mishnah utnan chamisha kamatinein, and the mishnah says that there are five kometzes, but according to Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai, this isn't a de, this is ideal. Ideally, he's supposed to bring a kometz shachris and a kometz bein arbaim. How come it doesn't get on the list in the mishnah? So amoraim in valibid Rabbi Yochanan, it is a machlokas amoraim within shitas Rabbi Yochanan that one amora holds that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a stam mishnah, and therefore not like Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai, and the other Amora holds that Rabbi Yochanan says halach Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai. Bnei Yochanan, those two things are irreconcilable with one another. Tosfos is bothered. Halach Rabbi Yosef ben Dastai. Tema hilchsa l'mashicha. Why are we mentioning what the halach is? This is hilchsa l'mashicha. It's got no shaychus to bizman hazeh. Why would we paskin hilchsa l'mashicha? So it happens to be Tosfos Maseches Vachem writes that that question of hilchsa l'mashicha does come up in the Gemara. The Gemara in Zvachim says Rav Yosef wonders about Rav paskening halacha about something Beis Hamikdash related. That Rav Yosef says hilchsa l'mashicha. Why do you need to tell me halachas about things that are nogea to Yemos HaMashiach? So Tosfos Zvachim writes that's a Rav Yosef thing. Rav Yosef holds that you could ask hilchsa l'mashicha and that we shouldn't be paskening hilchsa l'mashicha. But Tosfos says all the other Amorim disagree and they say that we do pasken hilchsa l'mashicha. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim in his Hakdama to Likutei Halachos writes that you shouldn't wonder about my sefer, meaning the Likutei Halachos, he deals with halachos relating to kachim. Chavetz Chaim had a kachim kolel. He was very interested in being. He said, "You know what's going to happen? Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring us the third base of Mikdash, and we're going to say, wow, that's so nice. What am I supposed to do with it? Right? I mean, we're not going to have any idea how to do any avod. So we have to be prepared. We have to." So Chavetz Chaim said, "We need to come to maskanas in halacha. We need to be ready to do the avodah." So the Chavetz Chaim says, "So you may wonder, what about Hilchsa l'mashicha?" He says, everyone disagreed with Rav Yosef. And the Rambam paskin Hilchsa l'mashicha. We all paskin Hilchsa l'mashicha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that we're going to have Korbanos again very soon. And therefore, Tamid Chacham need to be osik in these halachos in order to... and he said, besides that, said the Chavetz Chaim, he makes a few points. He said, the halach is m'sham l'parmes v'seinu, that if you don't have a Korban Chatas, you should be osik b'taras Chatas, and you'll get your kapara. You don't have a Korban Tamid, be osik b'taras Tamid, and you'll get your kapara. So mistama, that means you have to know how to paskin on it. And only then would we say that you'll be able to say that it's as if you had done these mitzvahs. Okay, so now we move on to the next parak. All menachos that we talk about in the whole entire mesechta are always matzah. You're not allowed to make them chametz. If they're chametz, they become pasul. Except for the chametz portion of the toda and the shtei alechem of shavuos, those are chametz. So how do you make sure that it gets really chametz? So Reb Meir Omer hasa'or bodelehen mitochan umechamtzan, that the sourdough you would take from the isaron of the toda and the shtei alechem, and you take a little bit of flour out and you would put it away and make a starter or whatever, and then you put it back in and you'd be machmitz. Because that would cause the chimitz to happen more quickly. That's got to be a daf yomi coincidence. I think I got five sourdoughs yesterday for Shalach Manos. So Rabbi Yehuda says, af hi eino min amuvchar. No, that's not so good either, because it's not going to make a great sourdough if you have to make it in a day, right? Meaning you're putting it into a kli of the yisarin and you're taking out a little bit of flour. Sourdough needs time to develop. Ela mevias ha'sa'ar. No, what you do is is you bring sourdough, chulin sourdough from your own supply that's been going for a long time, and then v'nosel l'toch hamida, you put it into the isaron mida, the measuring cup of isaron, umimale as hamida, and you fill up until it fills up the isaron. You fill up the rest with flour until it fills up in isaron. So Amrlo, they said afi yis chasera yisera. No, because the ratio of water to flour in your sourdough may not be the same ratio of water to flour in the karban, and therefore you're going to be ruining the proper shear of the carbon. Now Tosus points out, wow, apparently how much flour and water is really matters over here. So Tosus points out, when you're mode the saron of solas, you have to be careful not to press it into the saron and make it too compact, because then you're also going to be off in your numbers. And he says, and therefore the same is true when it comes to baking matzahs for Pesach, that you're not supposed to bake more than, you're not supposed to use more than any saron of flour at a time, and you should make sure that it's not too compact, so that you don't end up with a very compacted isaron, which turns out to be more than an isaron of flour. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll begin with the Gemara on the bottom of the base. Afreilich and Shushan Purim, everybody.